splash of water, like splish splash. You can Google us. Yeah, we're one of Google's partners. And then here's Evan. He's applying the rate, so I can get the numbers for you. Hello, Evan.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you. I'll take it from here.
Thank you.
Hey, Evan. How you doing?
Hi, Roa. Doing well, man. How about yourself?
Sarah got a live one. He just handed it off to you.
Well, I'm happy to meet you, man.
Is that the way it works? She gets somebody that's interested, and then she hands it off?
Yeah, essentially she like kind of gets you pre-qualified, make sure that you're actually interested, and then she hands you off to me. I'm the whole director, so we have a lot of different packages and things of that nature. I really kind of deep dive and pick out what's going to best fit you and your business.
Tell me about your company, Local Splash.
Yeah, Local Splash. So we're a premier partner of Google, one of five within the nation that do marketing for them. Essentially, we take care of everything on the digital front. Anything marketing-wise you want on the internet, we take care of. And we've been doing this actually for the last two decades. We've been around for 20 years now, solely focused on this. So we really
got it. How'd you get on the preferred list?
With that, it took some years. I mean, we were one of the first partners of Google, first off. We started our partnership in 2005 with them. So with that, we had a long-lasting relationship with them, doing everything right, abiding by their rules and guidelines, which is a big thing. As with that, we progressed in the level we had, and we still keep with that. We always abide by the rules and regulations just to maintain that relationship.
Gotcha. Two decades. Well, that's a long time. How many people you got now?
Yeah, I mean, we're not as huge as you would think. I mean, we're still a pretty sizable company, but, I mean, we just really personalize everything. We like to keep track of every single one of our clients. We don't try to be one of these super overarching companies. But with that, Go ahead.
No, is that like 2 people, 20 people, 200 people?
Oh, probably like close to 200, 300 people.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Yeah. And with this, I mean, we also have partnerships we've developed along the way. All the big hitters like Microsoft, Apple, Yelp, Bing, all of those people, just really making sure that we're not only focused on Google for you, but pretty much encapsulating the whole entire internet and putting you clear across it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's get right into it. Let's figure out how we can help you today. So, Simple Roofing Group, tell me about it. You're doing like residential and commercial roofing?
I am.
Perfect. And with that, what's currently working for you for marketing? What's bringing in the jobs?
Word of mouth.
Oh, really? Really? That's actually pretty rare. That's awesome that you're getting by that, because it's pretty rare that people do that now. Looking here, I see that you're just, so you're residential and commercial, you're getting by word of mouth. So with that, I'm going to definitely recommend just essentially getting you out there. It's pretty hard to find you in the area unless you know your business by name. And really what's going to help you out is if people type in any type of roofing, if they go searching for it, you start showing up as one of the first options when they type that in. So we'll square you away on that, of course, on Google. And then, as I mentioned, we have those other partnerships. So things like Yelp, Bing, Safari, Thumbtack, also the voice searches that people use a lot nowadays, and then also the map searches that people use nowadays. We take care of all of that as well on top of Google. So regardless of where they're looking, as long as they're in the market for roofing, they're going to see you as one of the first options regardless of where they go. Does that make sense?
It does. So what's that cost to get into the radar?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know the full scale of this package. We also take care of Facebook for you. We put out about 400 individual ads a month on there, which are all targeted. So it picks up whenever someone talks around their phone that they need some type of roofing. Also, if they're already doing searches for roofing, those advertisements will show up in front of them on Facebook, so you're only using that ad revenue towards people who are genuinely interested in getting some type of roofing done. With this, we'll also build out an entire website for you from the ground up, including all of your own pictures, your services, really making a...
But I've already got that, though.
Oh, you do have a website?
Oh, okay. I thought you already pulled me up. That's why you guys called me.
Yeah, we have your, like, some of your listings. I didn't see the website itself, though. Is it the simpleroofinggroup.com?
Correct.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was you or not. And, yeah. Okay, so that's actually going to help you on the pricing because we don't have to build that out for you. And then
so,
also,
Evan, give me the number. Give me,
yeah.
I think you can help me. Bang for the dollar.
Yeah, so with this, let me go ahead and apply that discount for the, you already having a website because we don't have to build that out.
I'm kind of a backwards kind of guy. Instead of the benefits, I'm kind of, give me the price. Let's work it backwards.
Yeah, let me get you a good price. So I'm applying that discount. And how long, one last question, how long have you been in business for?
Year and a half.
Okay, so that's another discount I can apply for you because we'd still consider you a newer business in that sense, which is a promo we have specifically for that. So with this, this is something that's just month to month with us. We don't do any contracts. As we said, we've been around long enough where we know it works. So we don't feel any need to tie you down to anything. However, with those two discounts, I was able to apply, I was actually able to reduce the cost of this below even 50%, which is actually below our operating fee. So you're looking at a month-to-month rate of only $249 a month, and that's a fixed cost for you. We'll maintain that for as long as you have us.
Okay, that seems to be affordable.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Month-to-month, $249. All right, that sounds good. So, having said that, I'm very, from an expert standpoint of technology and, social media and all that. So, kind of explain to me, like a novice, how $249 is going to help me. Where do we start? What am I looking at?
Yeah, so $249, I mean, we designed this to essentially pay itself back, especially with what you do within the first month. I mean, this is something that you do not pay for long, especially what you do. We get one job out of this, which is a very minimal order. Actually, be unsatisfied with just getting that for you. It's going to pay for this essentially for the whole entire year.
So how does that all start then? Tom, okay, $249. Here you go, Evan. Go for it. Where do we start?
So immediately I'm going to get some information from you just about your business, and we schedule your onboarding. And that's with one of our specialists. They have about an hour-long conversation with you, getting all the details that I don't get, as well as setting up some avenues. That way you just have to submit something like your pictures, maybe a few things on just getting you verified where we need to. Most of the heavy lifting, if any, you have to do in that first
kind of walk through. Yeah.
So
kind of walk me through high level, the process. What are you trying to get to? Onboarding. What are you trying to get to? From A, where are we trying to get to, I guess? What are we starting? What are we trying to get to?
Yeah, so we're starting off getting all the information, all your pictures, any licensing, insurance. That way, we can do what we need to do, get everything programmed, get you out there and look 100% legitimate when people are looking at you.
Okay, how do they look at? What are you trying to, is it a website or is it information out there?
So when people go onto the internet, whether they're going onto Google, they're going onto Yelp, they go onto Bing, Safari, regardless of really where they're looking, if they're using a relevant search engine, which covers legitimately 99.9% of the searches that people go through for roofing, you're going to show up as not only on the first page, but one of the first options on the first page, which generally
we're working with a search engine then, trying to get us to the first page. Am I hearing that correct?
Yeah, okay. So that's the search engine side of it, and that's covering that. There's also the social media side of it with Facebook Meta, that takes care of that because a lot of people spend more time on Facebook in their free time than they do actively searching for like a roofer or something like that. It's just a really good place.
This is all about a search then. This is all you're trying to do. If somebody hits for a search, you're trying to get me to the front line.
Yeah, but also on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook isn't necessarily a search engine. It's kind of catching them when they're on Facebook itself. Just taking their own time. You kind of catch them at home in their free time, a little bit more relaxed.
Okay, how does that work then? since more of a life is not a search engine. How does that work?
Yeah, so you know about Facebook, right? It's more of like a social media platform, and people use that.
I don't use it very much, but go ahead.
Right. So people use that on their own terms. It's generally not something they source for, and people don't look for roofers on there. But at the same time, they spend a lot of their free time just going through there and looking at their looking at posts and things of that nature. They are also a lot more relaxed on there. So when you advertise to them, they're targeted, meaning those advertisements show up in front of people who have already done searches for roofers, or actually they can talk around their phone. They can just talk and have conversations about how they need a roofer. And we're actually able to program those ads to show up in front of them because they're already programmed like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because they searched on Google, then it goes on to Facebook, or are they, since they don't search on Facebook, I'm just trying to get an understanding. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. So target advertising is this thing. It's kind of weird, a little bit invasive, but it's really effective in targeting the right audience. So when people go onto Facebook, they're given a notice, and a lot of people don't read through that notice. They just say accept, and it lets go and never ask them again. But when they click accept on this notice is asking them essentially, regardless where you go on this device, can we track it? Can we see what you're looking up? Can we see what you're doing? Can we listen into it?
Okay.
So a lot of people don't even read through that, and it's click accept, which automatically allows these targeted ads to start listening to you and seeing what you're doing on this phone. So those ads are only showing up for you for exactly what you're already looking for. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, but you said it's more passive. It's more social. It's Facebook. So you don't go there looking for roofing. You're just there looking at people, I got to assume. You're not searching for it because you go Google. So how does that all work?
Right. So they're not on there actively searching. But at the same time, these people are already in the market. They're already looking for someone like that specifically. So when they come across...
But not on Facebook.
Yeah, generally a lot of people don't go to Facebook to search up things. However, if they see an advertisement on Facebook and they know in their mind they're already looking for a roofer, they already need one, they haven't found one that they need, they're going to see that advertisement, and in that relaxed state, they're going to be a lot more willing to click into that ad, view all of your links, and then further prepare.
How did it get there?
It'll show up in front of them on Facebook because they're already looking for a roofer. Like I said, we've already tracked them searching up and doing these searches and know they're already looking for one, like relatively within a few hours to a day. So we know these people are actively looking for someone to do roofing for them. So we can have those advertisements show right up in front of them, those same people who are searching for them.
So because Google and Facebook's tied together, that's how come it shows up on Facebook? Is that what I'm hearing?
So like I said, the notice that people get onto Facebook, they accept it, right? And then when they accept that notice, not only when they go to Google, but anywhere on their device, regardless, they go to Google, they go to Yelp, anywhere, as long as they're searching up and looking for a roofer, Meta Facebook recognizes that, and those advertisements recognize that and show up right in front of them, showing those exact ads for the type of work they're looking for.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so I understand on the high level. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and on top of that, they don't even have to search for it. A lot of those acceptings, when they get that notice, it allows Facebook to actually listen to you and listen to when you're around your phone. So if you're talking with someone, if a person's talking to someone about, hey, I need a roofer, I have a leaky roof or something like that, Facebook Meta legitimately listens to that and then also will throw these same advertisements in front of them because it knows that person has an issue that needs to be dealt with and resolved. So you get
even if you're not logged on, if you're just sitting there driving the car, he's talking to somebody, your phone's listening to you?
Yeah, 100%.
So is that like, for example, why if I was talking about cruising to the Caribbean and I'm not even searching for it, just talking about it, it just starts popping up on my phone?
Exactly. I'm sure you've seen something like that happen before, right?
Well, I always wondered how it happens, you know. I was like, how in the heck does this thing know that, you know? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that's exactly it. And a lot of people don't know they're accepting that to happen. So these advertisements are really effective in hitting these people exactly in the point that they're trying to make a decision like this. And also it helps you spend your money a little bit better. So you are only throwing ads.
Is that where that ad spend, is that where I got to pay for ad spend? And we talk about ad spend or something.
Yeah, it's included within that $249 for, because we're talking about Facebook specifically with these targeted ads. So $100 of that $249 goes directly to those Facebook ads, giving you about 400 individual ads every month.
Okay, I got you. All right. Okay.
Yeah. And so you have Facebook and social media taken care of. You have these search engines taken care of, which really qualifies for, like I said, about 99% of where someone's going to go and try to find someone. Very rarely people are going to magazines, yellow pages, or things like that. Even more rare so going to like word of mouth. No one's in a barbershop anymore really talking about, hey, I need a roofer or something. A lot of it has just converted over to the digital front, which we square you away entirely, every corner of. And we don't have you just take our word for it. We give you a really, really easy to use app that you can see everything from, see the new calls you're getting, the jobs, the location on the map all this traffic is coming from. Mm-hmm. So you're never in the dark about, hey, what are these people doing for you? You can just click, it's a click away for you to see every single little piece of it. And we make it really easy for you to see. We want you to see the success for yourself firsthand. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. It kind of makes sense. And is that why you guys know I'm kind of working on this project right now? Because somebody listened in on me?
No. So how this happens is these positions, they aren't open all the time. In fact, someone who held this specific first page position, this spot that we want to put you at, had it for what looks like 53 months. And usually what happens is like they get enough work coming in that they kind of get complacent and they let their spot go. And then with their us being a partner of Google, Google reaches out to us with a list of people saying, hey, these guys have a good reputation. They just don't have a lot of exposure. And then that's when we go through the list.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Tell me what first place you lost it visually. Tell me where do I go? What are you talking about, I guess?
Yeah, so look up roofers in my area.
Okay, that's fair enough. Let's see. Roofers in my area. Okay. So, having said that, roofers in my area.
Roofers near me.
Roofers in my area, Greenwood, Indiana, so it does know where I'm at. Okay, so here you go. I see a bunch of them. I know all these people. Okay.
Right.
Bone Dry, whole North American con. Okay. All right. So I see Sponsored. Yeah. I see Yelp, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So.
Yeah. So where we're talking about specifically, do you see next to the map, it has those like 3-4 businesses there? Like
two
brothers.
Yeah, four.
Yeah.
Restoration, Roofing Rest, Massimo, and Simple Roofing LLC. I see it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So one of those guys there currently, I'm pretty sure it's Pure Roofing Greenwood, at least on my end is what I'm seeing. That's just a placeholder. That person just got put there by Google because the programming, like I said, the person dropped out and Google just essentially
Which one is that?
Know which one specifically.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know which one. I'd have to take a deeper dive.
Yeah.
But I know out of one of these four, one of them is just a placeholder right now that Google put there for the time being. And in the meantime, we're trying to find the person to actually fill that spot. Because when people do those searches for it, they aren't going to they see the same results every single time. Next to that map, it's going to be the same four people every single time on that first page as the top results.
Is that because they've got a service and they're paying for it and that's why they pop up?
Essentially, yeah. You have to have someone like us that is going to make sure that you maintain that spot consistently because it's not something that you can just program and leave there and you're always going to stay there.
you have to have someone that's on top of it on a monthly basis, because so much stuff changes with Google. They're constantly changing how things stay and how you really have to look after market trends. So that's what we do for you, really making sure that you stay there every single time. And we do also take care of reviews for you. We reach out in a non-invasive way to your clients, making sure that they leave you good reviews. Because once you have that exposure and you're always up there, when you have the reviews to match it that show that you're a quality expert in roofing, people are going to sell themselves off of that alone. They'll see that and already make their decision to go with you at that point.
And again, being a new company, I've got very little reviews, but then also I use a system called Go High Level where I control the reviews. So it's got to go through Go High Level before it gets pushed out to any, you know, Google or anywhere else. So that way I get to control what goes out for reviews. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. We also take care of that too, kind of monitor your reviews for you. We'll even go as far as to remove bad ones for you if you get any bad ones, making sure that your reputation is to the highest point that we can get it to.
Well, how come I see some with, you know, like one-star reviews and all that? How come they don't take it down?
You have to, essentially like us, we are a phone call away from contacting someone that actually works for Google, which is not available to even a lot of these companies that do marketing. You have to really be kind of like us and be a top tier partner to even get in contact with them. So for us, it's just a phone call away with those specific guys that take care of reviews, and we can get them removed for us. So we just have that resource available to us.
Gotcha. Okay. So next question. Here's a question I've got for you. So because I'm in this area, which is Greenwood, the 46143, I've got it right in front of me. Is it very specific to my area because this is where my business is located? Is that what I'm after, is getting the business that's around me, even though really our area is an hour away? Or help me out with that.
Yeah, I mean, with this, it's going to cover up to a 50-mile span, and it's not like a cookie-cutter area. We really target specifically the cities, counties, or zip codes you want specifically, and we program you into those areas specifically. So if you have an area that's maybe a little bit outside of Greenwood that you're wanting to focus in on more, that's no problem for us at all. We actually prefer to do that for you, so we're setting you up for success.
Okay, sounds good. So when I pulled this up, what's sponsored mean versus the ones that doesn't say sponsored?
So sponsored means those people didn't get programmed into there, like they weren't organically there. They just essentially paid enough to get put there. And every single time someone clicks onto them, they get charged for being there. And essentially they have a budget that works off of that, which we offer too. But with you being so young, as well as this, as I understand, kind of being a side gig, I think this would be at least a good introductory, really settling out a foundation for you while still driving a noticeable increase in revenue while not hurting your pockets. Essentially, this is a package I'll recommend for you to gain your trust, get you some consistent revenue, and then from there, we always have the option to upgrade you and put you onto those ad spaces and getting you even more jobs. But with this package, I know it's going to bring a night and day difference with the type of jobs you're getting with just with that first page exposure alone.
Okay, sounds good. So one of the things I've got at roofers in my area, and one of the things I battle with is the Simple Roofing Group is the name of my company. And I knew this would happen. For example, I see a Simple Roofing LLC, which is a completely different company. I don't know if you have, you're talking or you got in front of you. How do I battle that?
So with that, it's going to definitely help you out a bunch to have us, someone like us on their side, because right now I do see them too. And they have a little bit of exposure. It's not crazy, but we can definitely outmatch it. And that's going to make a huge difference to be on top of them.
How long? How long does it take?
With us, we can comfortably say 45 to 60 days. Within 2 months, you're going to see yourself above them and on that first page next to that map on the first results.
So quick question. Does that also mean if I type in Simple Roofing, if I'm browsing, look up, I say, for example, I'll say, hey, look up Simple Roofing Group. Well, people type in Simple Roofing before they get to it, boom, suddenly it pulls up that Simple Roofing LLC, not me. Will that combat that?
Absolutely. Yeah, because at that point, you'll be programmed so well that people will have to start typing in Simple Roofing LLC to even have them come up. Instead, if they're typing in Simple Roofing, you're going to start showing up immediately instead of them simply off the programming alone.
Okay, that's got some value. That's got some value. All right, sounds good. And so having said that, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And so keep going. Yeah, okay, I'm looking at your story. This makes a lot of sense. I think you can provide me a solution that I'm looking for because that's what everybody keeps saying. Well, you got this. Well, see, I used to be in partners with those guys, and we were together, and we split up.
Oh, interesting.
And so now they go, we got Simple Roofing. You can't call it Simple Roofing Group. Yeah, I can. But anyway, he goes, you're confusing a lot of people. And I said, really, it's helping us because we're both Simple Roofing. But the problem is when I start working with people and they type in Simple Roofing, they think I'm LLC. I said, no, I'm group. They go, well, we don't see that. I said, well, you got to type in Simple Roofing Group.
Exactly, yeah, and we're going to definitely combat that for you. This really helps with that. I've had actual clients in the same boat as you that split ways and did almost the exact same thing. One was called legitimately the same LLC, and then the other one just went with their straight name. And with this type of program, it really helps you kind of get elevated and show up amongst them because with this programming, you're just going to straight up show in those searches more so than they do. Especially with our programming.
Okay, that's worth bang for the dollar for the price you gave me. Okay.
Yeah, and then on top of that, what also helps is you show up just in general searches. Like if someone types in new roof remodel or something like that, that they're just searching up for a genuine job, like not necessarily your name specifically, but just the jobs you offer, you also show up above them as well on those searches too, which helps out night and day difference. It really helps out a bunch to show up in those searches because you're capsuling people that don't even know your business, don't know anyone you've worked with, but are just in the market to get like something like that done.
Well, and again, help. And you probably work a lot of different. This is what I tell a lot of people. Okay, people really don't search saying, "Hey, I want a new roof." Nobody really wants a new roof. Everybody just wants to fix a problem.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Do you agree? I mean, I don't know if you agree with that. You know, I all of a sudden wake up breakfast. Hey, honey, we need a new roof. Why? Because I just want one. Well, you just don't want one. It's not like, hey, you know, we want to go Caribbean. Let's go take a cruise. You only need a new roof because you're trying to solve a problem. So for me, my contention is, why do I need to spend a bunch of money to get on the front page for somebody that's reaching out to find a new roof, for somebody to install a new roof? They just don't want a new roof. They got a problem they're trying to solve. You know, usually with roof you're trying to solve, usually it's because they need somebody to come over and inspect it, or at the same time somebody already told them that they need a new roof and they're just shopping it out to see if they can get a better price. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a little bit, because, I mean, that's exactly on the head. People are looking to solve an issue, and that's some other things we program you to, like leaky roof fix, things of that nature, missing shingles, things like that that people
you
might
hit the key. You hit the key.
Yeah.
Those are the things that piss you. I got a leaky roof, or I got stains in my city. I need somebody to come out here. So, you know, you're looking for somebody to inspect leaky roof or ceiling problem. You know, you don't really type in, you know, roof replacement, you know.
Right. And we put you into those searches too, not just, of course, the generic ones that people would ideally search for, but we know as consumers, they don't search up those things, as you well know. They're looking to solve issues. They put in their own words the best they can, but at the end of the day, they're not roofing professionals. They don't know the right terminology. And with us being 20 years into the business, we have a huge catalog that we've gotten over the years of those exact key phrases that consumers are going to use to try to find a roofer. And we target those searches specifically because they know they work. We know they're really common in that industry. So we have that on our side as well.
Yeah. You always kind of like tweaking it, looking at it for the different search words to keep, so that way you're more relevant?
Absolutely.
Is that,
absolutely.
Uh-huh.
on a monthly basis, we review it for you, looking at like the key search words, not only for you that you're showing up for, but in the area that are being commonly used for roofing. Also, we look after where you're getting traffic from. So if you're getting a lot of traffic from specific places on the map, we'll actually target with an emphasis on those spots for you to really maximize the amount of jobs we have coming in for you.
Talk to me about traffic. How do you know where traffic's coming from?
So we program it so we can see it. So when we put your business on the internet, essentially, you have your own profile, and that profile belongs to your business and you alone. So anything that gets interacted with on the internet that's connected to that, we can see that. We can see when someone clicks onto a link, when they go visit your website, when they go visit your Google. If it's something that's connected to you, we'll know when it gets clicked on because of how we program it. Even when they just call you, we'll be able to see that as well and see that they're calling you and see what's going on with that and where that's coming from. Does that kind of make sense?
It sure does. It sure does. So next question is, if I proceed with the service, I guess, do I have a team or do I have a dedicated person? How do I communicate, you know, if I need ongoing service or understand what's going on? What's your process?
Yeah, so you get a direct line to our team. You're always going to have a group of people that are exactly knowing what you're doing, what's going on with yours, that are fully available to you, whether you want to call us, text us, email us. We're going to be fully available to you. And if you want to call us in, we're there as well. We're going to be able to tell you exactly what's going on, if you want to make any tweaks, if you have something that you have questions on. There's always going to be that available to you and someone that knows exactly what's going on with you. So you'll have that for you, and they'll be there to make everything crystal clear for you throughout the whole entire process. And anything that you have to actually do, which is very minimal. I mean, past the first 7 days, if you get us all like the pictures and any documentation we need, there's really nothing else you'll have to do past that first week except pick up the phone and do the jobs you so choose. We take care of all the technical heavy lifting from there.
When you say pictures and all that, so clarify that for me. Are you assuming I don't have a website? Or?
No. We like to put up pictures, like especially for the Facebook ads. We like to make advertisements specific to you using pictures of your own work and things of that nature. So we stay out of trouble with any copywriting. On top of that, it's just good to show off your own work at the end of the day, you know?
Gotcha. So you're actually kind of managing my Facebook then, posting stuff for me, and I provide the pictures?
Right. Yeah, we'll manage that as well because we are a partner of them. We're a partner of Meta Facebook. We've been trained by them. We have resources they've given us. So, yes, we'll take care of that presence for you.
So is that part of the package you're offering me, or no? Is that an upsell?
Oh, no, that's part of the package that's included. Everything I've said, everything that I've spoken to you about on this call is included into that package at no additional cost. We won't have any hidden or additional fees at any point.
That seems so economical compared to some of the other programs I've kind of listened to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're able to essentially accomplish this cost just because of the resources and partnerships we have. It's a ton easier for us to accomplish these things versus these other third-party brands that don't have those resources available to them. Therefore, they have to devote a lot more man hours to just accomplishing half of what we can do in twice the time. So it's just with us having the resources, the partnerships, and also a big thing, the experience of 20 years in the business.
So if I understand correctly, you're talking basically a price point of $249. 100 of it goes towards my Facebook ad spend or ad spend somewhere?
Right. The $100 of that goes directly to the Facebook ad spend. The remaining $149 goes to all the other search engines, keeping everything up to date, looking after market trends and what have you, everything else outside of Facebook.
How do you guys make your money?
We already include it within that. Well, the discount that I gave you actually, it's funny you say that because we're below operating expense for the first 2 months of you being on board. So we really have to keep you around for a couple months before we even make our own profit simply because of those two discounts that I got you. So you did get our lowest cost.
Perfect. So when does the price change?
For you, it actually will never change. At no point will we increase that discounted rate on you. For as long as you have us, we'll maintain that.
So if I wanted more, how does that look? What's that look like?
Yeah, so down the road, if you wanted more, you wanted to add on some different advertisements, expand, I'm your guy for that. I'm going to maintain the cost that you have, maybe even get a little bit better cost because I'd be able to add on some additions, and then we'd just essentially fill you out from there and grow your presence even more so. But we'd take care of you if at any point you wanted to upgrade and get a little bit more out of it. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely take care of you there, no problem. But at no point are we just
so
going to
add that up. Yeah. Gotcha. So basically, you know, you're talking simple math. You're talking only $3-4 a day in ad spend. So that's $100 a month. So we know $3-4 is something better than nothing. But I do know if I want to do $10 a day, it will go a lot further, right? And get more power behind it. Is that correct or no?
Yeah, I mean, with presence is obviously going to be prevalence, and the more no's you get is going to bring you to more yeses. So that's just the numbers game at the end of the day. And the same thing goes for that. If you did say, hey, I really like how these Facebook ads are running, I would like even more of them, that's just a call away for us, and we take care of the rest. We just need your approval, and we take care of everything.
So when you go on, because, again, your website is the website. I think if I understand the game, basically, people have to search in order to find you. But if they're not searching, Facebook really is the power that goes out and starts crawling around looking for people, you know, looking for my services. Is that a good way to look at it?
Yeah, that's a really good way to look at it, because these people are doing the searches, but they're not spending hours on end doing it versus people will spend hours on end every single week on Facebook just kind of scrolling through, and that's where we catch them.
Okay, so question for you then. Who designs my page or the landing page, if that's what you call it, I guess, for people to see my services or my ad, you know?
Yeah, so for the Facebook side of things, you're going to have a specialist actually that's specifically trained by Meta Facebook. They've gone through courses and gotten certifications with those people to really not only know how to program them correctly, but know what looks aesthetically pleasing to anyone with advertisements. So they'll make your own Facebook advertisements for you, and they'll even show you them to make sure that you like them and you think they're professional before they publish them. And then they'll publish them out and make sure they really look unique and look professional to anyone they're in front of.
So do I just get one ad, or do I do – you guys do any kind of A-B testing, which one's working better or not?
Yeah, we'll usually pump out like two or three different variations. Like I said, we have it down to a pretty good science. So usually it's three out of three are going to give those jobs coming in to you. We really do not waste any single piece of any type of man hours we put in, as well as any ad spend that you put in.
I gotcha. Okay. So where do we go from here?
Yeah, so going to get some just basic information from you. We'll just get you paid up for that first month. That's all that's due today. And then we'll also schedule your onboarding so we can get all this rolling for you as soon as possible. So for starters, Roel, what are your hours of operation right now?
8 to 5.
And is that Monday through Friday? Monday through Saturday?
Saturday.
Great. And you don't do any emergency...
No.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No. So don't you have a letter of understanding in terms of services you're going to provide for the, you know, the price that I'm paying? Did you send me
Absolutely. Okay. As soon as it's processed, actually, you get sent out a specific terms and conditions for you, your name, your business, as well as a specific package, outlining not only what the terms are and the costs, but also everything in between with the features and everything you're signing up for. And we're actually not able to keep your money for longer than 72 hours unless you sign off on that. So it's completely run down. We are 100% transparent on that form.
Okay.
And With this rural, are you licensed and insured?
Yes. I'm bonded.
Perfect.
And what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
Yeah, so when I was working on, I was more working on the zip codes.
Perfect.
How many zip codes can I give you?
As many as you'd like.
Okay, should I just get, start giving it to you, or do I email it to you, or what?
Yeah, yeah, if you want to just start giving them to me, I'll start writing them down.
Okay, so 46142, 46143, 46259, 46237, 46227, 46217, 46143, 46168, 46123, 46203, 46239. You keeping up?
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
46112, 46167. Got about eight more. 46077. Okay, 46075. 46077. 46074. 46032. 46033. 46038. 46037. 46055. 46040. Okay. That was it.
Perfect. Yeah, that's definitely going to help us out and a perfect start for us. Cause like I said, we'll get you integrated to those zip codes, but then down the road, we'll be able to see which one of those is really bringing the most work for you and be able to focus even more into those spots to really maximize the type of jobs you're getting.
Okay. Okay.
And then I have your first name spelled here as R-O-E-L. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And what is your last name?
Carandang. C-A-R-A-N-D-A-N-G. Carandang.
And what's a good email for you?
My first name, Roel, R-O-E-L, at simpleroofing2.com. Numerical 2.
Perfect. Thank you for that clarification. And what is a good billing address for you?
Yeah. 704 South State Road, 135, Suite D as in dog, -170. That's Greenwood, Indiana.
Okay, great. 46143?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right. And then for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
Visa.
Great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
One second. Do you hit it now, or do I sign off first on terms and conditions? How does that work?
Yeah, so we'll process it now, but like I said, until you sign off on the terms and conditions, we can't actually keep it. for longer than 72 hours. So immediately upon me processing it, it'll send over those terms and conditions for you to have.
And basically, is this a month-to-month contract then? Is that, I understand correctly?
Yes, sir. I'll go through as soon as we, before we process it, I'll have like a little verification script that'll perfectly outline exactly what the basis of the monthly charge is, as well as I'll give you our direct line and make sure that everything's crystal clear for you.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, sir, I am.
4246. 3154. 5163. 6201.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
7:30.
And the CV code as well, please.
004.
Great. Now, Roel, we're never going to give out your personal information, but, and we give you like a business line. It still rings directly to you, but it helps you out, weed out a lot of those spam and spoof callers you would have otherwise gotten. Also, it helps us with like seeing who's calling you and where they're calling you from. But even with all the security that we give you, Roel, simply because there's so many scammers on the internet, the likelihood of maybe one or two of those calls still trickling through could happen. So what we do to prevent anything malicious from happening is set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you and you want to make sure it's us, you just ask us this security question and we'll immediately answer it for you. So for that security question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
First pet's name.
And what's the answer for that?
Chubby. C-H-U-B-B-Y.
That's cute. All right. Now, just one more thing I need to do before I'm actually able to process the payment itself. It's that voice verification script I was talking about. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. It's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, Roel, but if at any point you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Simple Roofing Group.
Great. And please state your name.
Quick question, Evan. Right. I don't know if it matters to you. It's actually Simple Roofing. Simple Roofing 2 LLC doing business as Simple Roofing Group.
I think as long as you have the DBA, we should be fine.
Okay.
That shouldn't be an issue at all. Yeah, no problem. And please state your name and title within the business.
Roel Karen Dang, member.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. And if you could, pull out your phone for me. I'm going to give you our phone number. This is going to be our direct line, the one we contact you from here on out, as well as how you contact us from here on out. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
That is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Got it. Okay.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
As well as the clients that call you, do you agree to be responsive?
Yes.
Great. And like I said, in the first 7 days, it's really crucial for us to get anything we need from you, like any licensing, documentation of licensing or insurance, as well as pictures of your own work, so that way we can get everything going for you as soon as possible. Ultimately, do you agree to give us all of the documentation over within the first 7 days so we can do that?
Yes.
Great. And with this, do you agree to disclose any additional marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Essentially, do you agree if you hire anyone else on to do any type of marketing for you, you just let us know about it so we know how to accommodate it?
Yes.
Great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, October 27th, in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right. Give me one moment. Just one moment. Our system, it's the start of the week, so it's notoriously known for being a little bit slow for the start, but it'll process here in a few
minutes. Take your time.
Thank you, Roel.
How long you been there?
For me, I've been about 3 years.
Gotcha. What part of California?
We're in Fountain Valley, like right out of Orange County.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right next to Disneyland. I've been doing this for a while, though. I was at another company before this doing essentially the same exact thing. So I've been in this industry for about going on 6 years.
So, seriously, you guys must have listened that I'm currently working on this, or you picked it up somewhere.
I don't think so. I mean, generally with these, we get them because people are on the internet already. They just kind of like fit the formula of not having the exposure that they need, but at the same time, not having a bad reputation. So we like that little niche spot where you are a quality business, but just don't have the adequate marketing to back it up. And so we look for those businesses specifically to represent, because that's what historically we've seen a lot of success with. And our inventory department does a pretty good job at finding those lists for us. But I don't think we use target advertising to produce those, at least from last time I spoke with them, which was maybe 3 months ago. We aren't utilizing that.
Yeah, so again, we just had a year and a half, just built it up. I wanted to see my sales guy would hang in there. And, yeah, they did hand-to-hand combat, word of mouth, door knocking. And I said, okay, I'm going into this winter. Let's just start building some automations and some marketing. That's kind of where I'm at. I'm just kind of starting it through the winter and basically building a four-season template depending on the season, what kind of message we want to push out there and see what we capture and leads.
That's good that you have someone that's on that end that can kind of observe the marketing for you and everything of that nature. And at least for the sales side, I know that helps a lot to have that. This will really help piece it together as well, not only with the exposure, of course, but with the analytics. If you'd like, we can have calls recorded for you, sales calls, to see where things went right or wrong at, kind of coach yourself or whoever's doing sales for you as well, and make sure that those are going as smoothly as possible.
No, I'm not really a roofer. I've never climbed on a roof. I don't get in front of people. I kind of build businesses. I've sold about 3 or 4. That's it.
All right. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you, Roel, and welcome you on board to Local Splash. I really think this is what you're going to be looking for, and honestly, just the start of a long relationship to come. Now, you were sent those terms and conditions. If you could, as soon as you can, review those and get those signed for us. They should have just been sent to you via text as well as email. Either way is a great way to access it. It's just going to be those terms and conditions outlining everything that we went over and what this package includes. Now, Roel, when would you like to do this onboarding? Like I said, it's for about an hour. It's with one of our specialists, and it's at your best convenience. So anytime today, anytime this week, when would you like to do it?
Let's see here. Any availability today?
Okay. Let me just look. So for you, it's 1:30 right now?
Yes.
Okay, let me check. So the one availability we do have for today would be for 7 o'clock. Do you think you'd be able to do that?
7 p.m.? Let's do it. Let's get it over with. Yeah.
All right, great. Give me one moment as I schedule that out for us.
So, Evan, are you familiar with Angie's at Home Advisor?
Yes, I am. I've had quite a few of my clients come over from them.
Gotcha. They didn't like it?
With it, it's kind of tricky. I hate to badmouth anyone that's from them because they're a partner of Google as well. But the thing is, yeah, in full transparency, how Angie's Leads gets their actual leads is through the exact ad space and positioning where we're talking about today, putting you there. Instead, they buy that place for themselves, so they show up. And every single lead you would have otherwise gotten directly goes through them. Mm-hmm. And the weird thing about that is kind of brilliant what they do. All those leads that they get goes to everyone that subscribes in the area. And then they put a premium on top of it on top of that. So not only you're paying more for that, you're also getting kind of thrown into a crabs in the barrel type deal where you get in a bidding war with every single lead that you get because it's also being shared with every other competitor. And so they find success over here simply because we take them out of that situation. These leads get to them directly, as well as they don't have to worry essentially about being dispersed across everything while paying a huge premium on it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So what I did is I went ahead and scheduled us for that the client interview, that onboarding for 7 o'clock. We got that approved. I'll actually be at the start of that for us just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting everything and get the two of you acquainted. But otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do right now, Roel. Again, man, welcome to Local Splash. I'm excited for you. I think this is going to be a great relationship. Just when you get the chance, please, as soon as you can, look over those terms and conditions and sign off on that for us. That's the only thing we need done before that interview.
Sounds great. Okay.
Awesome, Roel. Well, I'm excited for you, man. I'll speak with you later today with our specialist, and we'll get everything rolling for you, all right?
That sounds good. Have you ever, 3 years experience, have you ever onboarded a roofing company?
Oh, yeah, all the time. It's actually one of the first categories we had that we represented 20 years ago. So we get you guys all the time. Obviously, no one in your area because we can't represent more than one within a specific area for an industry. But, yeah, across the nation, I've had tons of roofers that I've brought on board.
So are you, am I the one for your, this area then that you're representing? Is that what I'm hearing or no?
Exactly. Yeah. So we got you on board now. We close out the entire 50-mile radius for you and can't represent anybody that remotely does any type of roofing. You're our one roofer we represent in the area.
Sounds good. So offhand with your experience and again, setting me this thing, what's the biggest difference are you going to see basically you guys as part of my team then? What am I going to see in the next 60 to 90 days?
Yeah, so what I really like is we shoot to 10x everything that you're seeing with the amount of calls and jobs you're getting. So if you're getting, say, 3 calls every week, we can comfortably say within those 60 days we can make that into 30.
We don't get any calls.
Well, we can comfortably say we're going to get you at least 10 because at that point, yeah. At least
so
we're going
to
get
you. Where do the calls come in? Do they call, what does that call go to? I mean, is that part of the onboarding process that I got to ask?
Yeah, so we give you a business line, but that business line still rings directly to you. I mean, we'll also have your website up, so they'll call your line alone, but also this business line is going to call directly to you too. And it helps you out with like the analytics side of things. We can see kind of the demographics that are calling you and the geographic area they're coming from. So we'll have the ins and outs of that as well. But yeah, we'll help you out with that business line, but everything at the end of the day goes directly to you. We're not middlemaning anything.
Gotcha. You're just monitoring it.
Exactly so.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Sounds good. Anything else?
Yes. No, sir, Roel, except for those terms and conditions. There's nothing else you need to do. Maybe just so you can stay ahead of the curb, start looking around for like the licensing and insurance and those pictures so you have that at the ready and so we can help you out in submitting those. But otherwise, there's nothing else we currently need to do. Again, man, welcome to Local Splash, and we'll talk to you here this evening to get everything going for you.
Sounds great. Appreciate it, Evan.
Yeah, no problem, Roel. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.